Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes. We received a letter in the mail from y'all about, a loan.
Sure, sure. Hold on one second. Was there a 16-digit reservation code attached to that?
Yes.
Okay. Could you repeat that back to me, four numbers at a time, please? And that way I'll be able to pull up your file and confirm some information that we have on file for you.
Okay. It's 2411.
Okay.
4201.
Hold on one second.
0010.
Okay.
And then 7244.
7244. Just one second here, please. Okay. Is this JC Enterprises?
Yes.
Okay. And then one second here. Computer's being really slow right now. And then who am I speaking with?
Jennifer Steele.
Jennifer.
I think we got this in the mail Saturday or yesterday. I can't remember.
Okay.
It was just like a day or two ago.
Great, great. Then we have a new phone system. We're having a couple bugs with it currently. What would be a good number to reach back out to you in case we are getting disconnected while we try to resolve our phone issues here?
It's 361-935-7218. This is my number.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then, Jennifer, are you the owner of the business, or?
No, my husband Joe is.
Okay. No problem. So I just want to like to confirm your address. Are you still at the 405 Old Goliad Road in Victoria, Texas?
Goliad Road, yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then the classification of the business, are you a proprietorship, partnership, an LLC? Proprietorship. Okay. And then lastly, what would be a good email address just in case I need to send you out any information today?
It's J as in Jack, B as in Boy, A as in Apple, R as in Robert, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam at yahoo.com.
Perfect. Okay, so what you received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a multitude of programs. I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
Okay, what do you want to, know?
So the offer we had sent out, there's offers for working capital, for operational costs for the business, or are you looking to bring on some equipment for the business, or are you expanding?
Operational.
Okay. Okay. Just for payroll and bringing on additional people, things of that nature.
Supplies,
inventory. Okay. Did you have a specific dollar amount in mind?
I guess it would depend on what we could get, approved for.
Sure.
One question.
Absolutely.
We have an existing loan out.
Okay. Do you know who that is with?
Huh? Do
you know?
Can Capital.
Oh, with Can? Okay. Were you looking to pay that off as well?
Yes.
Can Cap, and then net whatever the remaining balance would be?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what the current balance is with Can Capital? Are you doing a daily payment with them?
Well, right now they're working with us because we've had some issues with our bank.
Okay.
And they're letting us instead of doing a daily payment,
mm-hmm.
they are for the last couple of months they've let us do a cash deposit into their account. They would send us, it's once a month, because we've had some issues with the bank, and then we had some family issues come up,
uh-huh.
and they're letting us, till we can get everything.
Get back on your feet.
To make a $500 cash deposit, so we wouldn't, you know, default on the account.
Gotcha.
Okay. You know, they send us the information that the account number that's through Wells Fargo. All we do is just go make the go to the bank, make the deposit, and we email them the receipt of the deposit so they know
that you've done a deposit.
Right.
Okay, so you're in good standing with them. I guess is the most important question.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I getting a better picture of what's going on here. So the way that our working capital loans work is we're able to lend 10 to 15% of the sales from the year previous. Do you know what you did on sales last year for the business?
Last year is about, it was almost 500,000.
Okay. So based off of that number and not really knowing anything else about the business, we would be able to lend you upwards of, you know, 75,000 thereabout, 70 to 75. Would that, you know, assist the business and be able to get you CanCap loan paid off and have you a little bit extra to net for operational costs?
Yes, it would.
Okay. Was that the amount that you're looking for, or was there more or less, or...
We can do that as kind of like a high number.
Okay. And just kind of work our way backwards.
Yeah. And okay. See, I don't know what the, I don't know if there's a, whatever the lowest, I guess y'all, if we can get approved for anything. Because I think at the moment I'll have to contact them, but I'm going to estimate, I know if we were on the daily payment plan, then we would have had a lower balance by now.
Right.
But because we're on this monthly thing, we owe about, I'm going to estimate about 38,000.
Okay. Okay. Is there any way you can maybe contact CAN and get a payoff letter that could, you know, get you... the specific amount that you know that.
Well, like they send the monthly statement out every month.
Oh, okay.
On the top. I mean, I can get the latest one.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
I have to look for it, and then that'll tell me. It won't have. I think it'll have the latest payment I made. If not, I can just subtract the 500 from it, and that will give me the.
Sure.
Amount, but I would have to look for it. But I mean, I'm going to roughly say about 38.
Okay. You know, what might be the most helpful would be if you could just provide the initial contract that you had signed with them, and that way our underwriting department can figure out the rest of it. But that would have solid numbers that they could work from, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'll have to either look through my email again, because I don't know if I have the paper copy anymore. That's been...
Oh. Do you think you still have a digital copy? I understand. Do you think you may still have a digital copy to maybe possibly be able to forward over?
Yeah, but I would have to look for it when we get off the phone.
Sure, sure.
I mean, that'll just give you a rough estimate.
Exactly. That's you know, that's what our underwriting department's looking for.
The initial loan... I believe was $45,700. The payoff amount was going to be like $62,000, if I remember right off the top. This is just right off the top of my head. It was about $62,000 was going to be the payoff.
Okay.
I know we've already paid back about $20,000+ already, so I'm going to say about. Yeah, you know, about 38,000-39,000 will be give or take the balance. But
okay.
Of course, I know that with interest or whatever, I know the payoff might be a little less or whatever without the
interest. And that could work out because some typically when we do the payoffs, we want you to net about half of what the payoff is. So that 38,000, if that's what the remaining balance is, and if we're able to get you the 75, that would leave you, with roughly another 37,000 for operational costs. for operational expenses, actually. And, you know, would that be enough for you guys to what you're looking to do?
Yes, it should be able to, yes.
Okay, excellent. So just a couple quick questions for you. Have you reached out to your local bank at all and seen if they could assist in any way or given you any feedback of any kind? Your local bank to see if they could, you know, were able to get you any money to help out with this situation.
Have they given you any? Tried, and because of his personal credit, I mean, that's some other stuff we wouldn't mind trying to do too, try to take care of. They wouldn't give us a loan. Even we had some equipment that we owned, had the titles to.
Uh-huh.
We even tried to use that as collateral, and they wouldn't do anything.
Really? What kind of business are you guys in?
Plumbing.
Plumbing. Okay. Is it all commercial? You guys do residential or a little bit of each?
I'm going to say 95% is residential, and I guess about maybe 5% commercial.
Okay. So you guys have a pretty decent client base, I would imagine, residentially. Yes, a good lot of return customers.
Well, we do a lot of building for, the last 3 years, we've been working with one builder on new construction.
Oh, okay. So you're doing all new home construction. Excellent.
Yeah, I say 90, out of that 95%, 90% of it has been new construction. But we do still have service calls and, you know, sewer stock up, toilet backup. Or if we models, you know, that we do outside the building.
Okay, excellent. So it doesn't sound like you guys have a lot of downtime there, always pretty busy.
I think right now it's a little bit of a downtime.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess vacations and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Good old summer.
Basically, the slow. I think one of the slow parts of the year, but I'm thinking it's probably in another month or two. It's probably going to start, or it might already be picking back up.
Excellent. So it's Jennifer. It's a real simple process to see what we can make available to you. You know, if we could actually help you guys out, we have a one-page application. And then we would look at 6 months of business bank statements, the first two pages of the most recent tax return. And then if you could dig up that CanCap contract, you know, just that information would give us underwriting the snapshot of the business they need to make the best offer possible, you know, without creating any extra burdens on the business. But I could actually shoot that out to you in an email, you know, so you can go ahead and...
It might take me, a day, maybe not even a day to get everything together.
Sure, no problem. I could shoot you out that email, and then I'll have my contact information on there, and then just follow up with you on Thursday so you get a day to kind of gather all that information, and then I'll touch base with you on Thursday.
Okay.
That sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I just want to confirm I have the jbarros@yahoo.com as the email address.
Okay.
And sure.
The bank accounts. Do you need? We have two separate accounts. We have a main. Well,
do you have a business bank account that's just for the business?
Yes, I mean we have two accounts for the business. One is like an operating account or the main. I call it the main account, but we also have another account that we use for like payroll and. It's kind of like our little, I guess, savings account or whatever.
Okay. Would you say has stronger, I guess, bank statements in it, like more activity that would show that there's a decent cash flow going through the business?
Up to about maybe last month, we were putting everything into the main account, the first account. But then we started having some couple small issues that we're, I think, finally trying to iron out. So within that, since last month, we were putting some of the deposits into the other account.
Okay.
So if you want, I can send both.
Yeah, if you could provide, months of statements for both, I think that would help clarify things with underwriting so they can get a better picture of what's going on. And I can actually attach a note as well as to what is going on. But again, I will document that in the email I shoot out to you. So to both business accounts, just making a note here real quickly. Both business accounts. Okay. Would you say, was there any negative days in those accounts on either account at all? In that past month when you said that there's some issues there?
Yeah, I think there is going to be some on last month's statement. I don't know if it's available yet since it's only, the second of the month?
I think you got to wait till the 10th or something.
I'll have to look and see. Usually by the 3rd or the 4th of the month, I think they have the statements available.
Okay.
I'll have to check and see, but I know last month there's probably going to be some negatives in there.
Okay. It doesn't disqualify you. It may raise a small red flag, just as they'd be curious as why the deposits have gone down a little bit, but it definitely doesn't disqualify you. Businesses have slow time, so it's not a big issue. That's the only reason I ask. If there's majority of the month was negative, then it's probably not going to work in your favor.
Okay, well, I guess whenever the statement comes out, I'll have to
Sure. In the meantime, though, so you're still waiting on the July statement. I understand. Okay. So we would only need through June initially. And then, once we would get you approved and contracts are written up, then we would look at the July statement. So currently, we would only need 6 months of bank statements through your June statement.
So January through June?
Yes, exactly. I'll highlight that in the email as well.
Okay.
I feel like, Jennifer, I've been doing a lot of talking. Do you have any questions for me currently?
No, I've pretty much been through this before, so I know pretty much the procedure. That's why I told you we already have a loan out. I know it might hurt us.
Okay.
Just throw everything out there at once, so hopefully we don't get too far into it and y'all say we can't do anything. So.
Right. Yeah, the transparency I definitely appreciate, and it definitely helps us in the beginning stages to know what's available and what's not. So we, like you said, go down the process and get almost there, and then come to find out we can't do something for you. That's always
happened a few times already. So it's kind of, when we get these letters, it's like, it's just going to be just like the other company. They say they're going to do something and don't. So.
Well, we can have a feedback for you inside of 24 hours. Knowing that you can get an answer pretty quickly, that'll help things on your end. I'll put that email together for you as soon as we get off the phone, have it over to you in about 10 minutes, and as quickly as you can get that information back, I'll start going to work for you to see what kind of approval we can get.
Okay. I'll start looking for some of this stuff then.
Perfect. And then keep your eyes peeled. I'll have the email over to you in 10 minutes. And it was a pleasure to meet you. And I do appreciate your time today.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer. And we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay.